This is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you start having a strong will to change the world and share all the happiness with other people and enlighten the world, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Now, Dharmakara's bow. 25th bow. So let's see what it says. If when I reach attain the Buddhahood, if not all bodhisattva in my world, will not be able to preach the wisdom of everything, I would not attain the true enlightenment. So what this means? Oh, Bodhisattva Dharmakara is wishing that Bodhisattva in my world, all Bodhisattva in my world will be able to preach the wisdom of everything. Not only wish, if this would not be gained, it would not happen, I would not gain enlightenment. Well, he created the Pure Land, the world of infinite joy, this is a story, but this is the world, the wonderful and beautiful world that we ever even able to imagine, and that's a paradise. But and only by chant his name, people who wish to rebirth there will be able to rebirth in Pure Land, the world of infinite joy. Well, so many people misunderstand these teachings. Just think, oh, so nice. It's easy. So it's. I'm going to be a reverse to Piran and have a nice time. Well, same thing happens that from the past masters who were born on this planet to share the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Whoever wish to share the great love of the great spirit of the universe, the way of living is to showing love to other people, to let other people experience how the feeling to being loved. So try to be an example of it. And many people misunderstand this. Instead of realizing that, oh, the master is showing the example as the person who gives love to others, many people just want to receive to be loved and not to think about doing the same to others. And this kind of things repeatedly happened. The founder is the love giver, and the followers are the love receiver. So what's going to happen after the founder passed away? The followers creates the organization. And then follower creates the higher energy, and it's just gonna be a very cold, and just people be tied up by rules and only by words, and that's the people are tied up by the dogma, and there's no the true spirit of sharing the great love exists anymore. This repeatedly happened in the human history, and up until now I never see any place that is succeeded to the sharing of the great love continued generation to generation. But this human history has to be changed. Well, anyway, in this sentence, his statement, Dharmakara's statement, that all bodhisattva who are practicing for other people enlightenment have to be able to get wisdom of everything. So what is the wisdom of everything? It's actually it's a wisdom what the Shakyamuni Buddha had, where it's really such a deep wisdom. We usually see the view of the world is very narrow, so we see the world from only our side, from oneself. So the Mr. A sees the Mr. B only from the Mr. A's world view based on, and other Mr. B are same from the only Mr. B's the world view look at the Mr. A. However, wisdom of everything means that be able to see the world view from the all beings' point of view. Can you imagine? Can you believe it? All beings of the all past, present, and future. Each single being has a different view of the world, and of course it changes time to time. The world will change, and be able to see the world view time to time changes from every single beings of the universe. That is the wisdom of the wisdom of everything. And this is what Dharmakara is wishing for. Wishing that all bodhisattva be able to preach, which means be able to share this wisdom. So the purpose of the Dharmakara creating, sharing the pure land, the world, infinite joy, moment to moment happiness increases, and moment to moment richness increases, and joyfulness increases. This world is not for the beings, people who just want to receive it and not think about giving it. This is for the place, pure land is for the place who are wishing to share all the good things with others, all the wisdom with others, all the happiness with others. That's why in the teachings of the Puran there is a concept of the transference, returning transference. It means that after you reverse the Puran, you will come back to this land, this human world, to share, to take all other beings to the path of the Pure Land, And this is the real spirit of the pure and Buddhist. You can see the essence of the spirit of the pure and Buddhism in this about 25th. May you have a wish to share all the good things with others, all the power, even before the rebirth appearance. May you wish that you want to take all other beings to the world of infinite joy and brighten yourself, brighten your heart, brighten your world, and brighten all beings.